Constancy and Service, October 11. Equipment for Service. Brethren, let every man, wherein he is called, therein abide with God. God's servants are to put on every piece of the Christian armor. We are not wrestling simply with human foes. God calls upon every Christian to enter the warfare, and fight under his leadership, depending for success on the grace and help of heaven. We are to go forward in the strength of the Mighty One. Never are we to yield to Satan's attacks. Why should not we, as Christian warriors, stand against principalities and powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of this world? God calls upon us to press forward, using the gifts entrusted to us. Satan will place temptation before us. He will try to overcome us by stratagem. But in the strength of God we are to stand firm as a rock to principle. In this warfare there is no release. Satan's agents never pause in their work of destruction. Those who are in Christ's service must watch every outpost. Our object is to save perishing souls from ruin. This is a work of infinite greatness, and man cannot hope to obtain success in it, unless he unites with the divine worker. From eternity Christ has been man's redeemer. Ever since the fall there has come to those uniting with him in his great work, the word, "Be not weary in well-doing." The Christian is encouraged to show patient perseverance in carrying forward the work of the gospel ministry, in connection with the medical missionary work. As he gains an experience in genuine religion, he obtains a spiritual knowledge that makes character. The life of a true Christian is one continuous round of service.